This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys, and a Happy New Year to you. We have five programs this month, five Tuesday nights in January, and I had been thinking for a while about centering these five programs around Beethoven's last five piano sonatas. And because the first of these five sonatas, number 28 in A major, opus 101, is relatively short, I thought that we would toss in the two sonatas that come right before that one, the opus 81A in E flat, better known as the Leser Dies Sonata, and the two-movement sonata in E minor, opus 90. I think these works represent a kind of transition from Beethoven's heroic middle period to the really deep digging of Beethoven's late period. Let's begin with the sonata number 26 in E flat, called Les Adieux. It is one of Beethoven's lighter and more genial-minded sonatas. The three movements depict Beethoven's sorrow during the leave-taking and absence of his friend, the Archduke Rudolf, as well as the composer's joy upon the Archduke's return. The opening three chords of the first movement introduction were actually written to fit Beethoven's preferred German subtitle to this sonata, which is Lebewohl, farewell. Although, of course, the work is better known under its French translation, the title of the French in French, Les Adieux. I'm going to share a vintage performance from 1933 by Arthur Schnabel. It still sounds really, really vibrant. It's full of color, personality. It's got a lot of nervous energy and a lyrical reserve, too. All that communicates with great immediacy, yet it also operates on various structural and emotional levels. Arthur Schnabel was the first pianist, incidentally, to record all 32 Beethoven sonatas, and I think this performance of Les Adieux is one of the highlights of this cycle. Let's listen to Arthur Schnabel at the piano. Thank you. Legendary pianist Artur Schnabel his 1933 recording of Beethoven's Piano Sonata Number 26 in E flat major, Opus 81A, subtitled Les Adieux, or as Beethoven preferred, the Lebewohl Sonata, Farewell. We heard this recording in a transfer by Seth B. Winner that came out in the 1990s on the Pearl label, produced by Alan Evans. Beethoven's next sonata, number 27 in E minor, opus 90, is in two movements. It's primarily a lyrical piece, and the second movement in particular has a songful quality that I think is quite akin to Schubert, yet it ends with this surprisingly inconclusive melodic flourish that almost stops in midair. I've been racking my brain trying to decide which performance to include, and I remember that my late writer colleague, Harris Goldsmith, singled out the German pianist Wilhelm Backhaus in one of his very last recordings from when this pianist was in his early 80s. Although Backhaus had a big reputation as a Beethoven interpreter, I often find his performances a little casual and not terribly intense, but this performance of the E minor opus 90 sonata, I think, conveys strong intensity and emotional involvement, and I think it's one of the best examples that we have of Wilhelm Backhaus in Beethoven, the sonata number 27, opus 90. Music of Beethoven, the Sonata number 27 in E minor, opus 90, a work in two movements. We heard a performance by the German pianist Wilhelm Backhaus. He was born in 1884, he died in 1969, and this was one of the pianist's very last recordings, and I think it turned out to be one of his very best, actually. You are listening to Between the Keys, and my name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. This is the first of five programs centered around Beethoven's last five piano sonatas. And with the next work, the Sonata number 28 in A major, opus 101, we officially cross over into late Beethoven. The opening movement is kind of unassuming and lyrical, and one, I guess, I almost could imagine the music lifted from the piano and welded onto a string quartet. The next movement, by contrast, is an obsessive march, and you hear exactly the kind of relentless rhythmic drive that you find in many of Schumann's big pieces. And then another lyrical movement sets up the finale, which is quite exuberant, yet it's also very gnarly in terms of its piano writing. The movement includes a fugue that is really quite challenging. This is the kind of sonata that has both intellectual and emotional appeal. I have a performance here by a Swiss pianist who also was a composer and a conductor and one of the most original musical minds of his generation. His name is Ernst Levy, and this recording came out in 1958, and I think the performance embodies what I like to call the three C's: color, contrast, and concentration. Let's listen to Beethoven's A major sonata, opus 101, with Ernst Levy. Thank you. pianist Ernst Levy, a Swiss musician born in 1895. He died in 1981. He played Beethoven's Sonata No. 28 in A major, Opus 101, in four movements. This is a recording released in 1958 by the Cambridge, Massachusetts-based label Unicorn. It was reissued on CD fairly recently on the Marston label as part of a series of releases devoted to Ernst Levy, and this series includes his recordings of all of Beethoven's late sonatas. We actually have time for a little encore. This is the Opus 33, number 7, Bagatelle in A flat major, with Arthur Schnabel again at the piano. Beethoven's Bagatelle, Opus 33, No. 7 in A-flat, Arthur Schnabel at the piano. That's just a little encore. Next week at this time, we will move on to the next and the most imposing of Beethoven's late sonatas, his Sonata No. 29, Opus 106, better known as the Hammerklavier, with a recording by Peter Serkin that has long been out of print. I hope you have enjoyed this first of five programs centered on Beethoven's late piano sonatas here on Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to being with you next week at this time. Until then, stay well and please be kind.